Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Simro, and I love to read pet books. Why? Because frankly, I can't afford to hire all these experts, but I can certainly afford to grab a book off a Kindle or to go ahead and buy the hard copy, and I get all of their expert info for an incredible price. Got to tell you, folks, I've got online with me one of those great people who has shared some really great stuff about a variety of different pets. I want to welcome to the show a good friend of the show and someone we respect tremendously, Darlene Arden. Darlene, welcome back. We really appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me again, Robert. It's a joy to be on the air with you.
Well, I want to talk about today this great book that you've done for cat owners. I keep hearing about it. It's called The Complete Cat's Meow. Describe what it's about to our listeners.
It's everything you need to know, whether you're an experienced cat owner or certainly if you're about to get your first cat. And it's also for people who volunteer at shelters and people who do rescue and foster work. Because I start this book by going to responsible breeders to find out how they raise their kittens so that everyone can use their methods for every stage of the kitten's life, and every kitten has a chance to become the great, wonderful cat companion that he or she should be. I've talked about cat training. Do you know that people are surprised when I tell them that you can train your cat? Cats train so easily, and here's a huge secret most people aren't aware of. When it comes to training, cats train faster than dogs.
Yep.
They're great observational learners. You show them something, they've got it. However, you knew there was a however in this.
Of course.
Once they've got it, you can't change it the way you can for a dog. So that's the kind of thing you encounter when your kitten wakes you at 4 in the morning for your cat. Sounds like a thundering herd of elephants and wants to be fed. Cats are nocturnal, so of course they want to be fed. So there are little tricks that you can do to change that cat's body clock so that the cat's sleeping when you are, because once you feed them at 3 or 4 in the morning, you're going to be feeding them at 3 or 4 in the morning forever. So you don't want that to happen. So we tell you how to get around that, all those little secrets. Litter box issues. The most common problem I hear about, the most common complaint,
yep,
is the cat is thinking outside the box. Well, I've devoted a chapter to telling you how to get the cat to think inside the box again. There are so many things you can do with your cat and so many wonderful things to know about them. Health issues. What's the problem? Here's what it is. Here's how it's usually treated. Cats will mask symptoms. And sometimes you go to the vet and you forget what they've said. I've got a lot of real basics in there so that when you go home, you can use it. You can read the book straight through from the first chapter to the end. However, sometimes you go to the vet and come home and you wonder, oh, what did they say? I should have written that down. I can't remember. What's that about? Or I should have asked another question. Yank out the book and look, and we've given you the easy-to-absorb and understand version of what it is. I wanted to bring that information. By the time you have your wonderfully adjusted cat, and believe me, there's a heck of a lot more in this book. I even burst every myth there's ever been about cats along the way. I have things that you can get for your cat, things that you need for your cat, suggestions about where to get them, what to look for, how things should be constructed. And then I have, at the very end, as a little treat, a shopping section for things about cats for their owners. Don't blame me when your credit card starts to melt. It's a fun section, just a fun little chapter at the end. I also have a reference section of places that I trust. Everybody gets information on the internet, but that doesn't mean it's great information.
Right.
And along the way, how to clip your cat's nails properly, how to do lots of things with your cat that you might not have known about, but grooming. So there's a lot to absorb and a lot of time to absorb it, because if you've got the book, it's right there for you whenever you have something you want to know about. You just pick it up, it's indexed, and read it, or read it cover to cover. And pictures, oh, wonderful pictures, black and white and color. Who doesn't love to look at cat pictures? I think that's what the internet is all about. But I promise you'll see some you probably haven't seen before.
Well, I love it. Folks, this is a great resource. People that I know who are cat experts are raving about this book. If you want to get more information about this book or any of the wonderful things that Darlene is a part of in the pet world, visit her website at darlenearden.com. The name of the book, again, is The Complete Cat's Meow, Everything You Need to Know About Caring for Your Cat. Darlene, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Have a wonderful day.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information here on Pet World Insider after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home, but it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.